Morgan Startup Series.
Hi, it's Chris Titley here. As part of the Morgan's Startup Series, we welcome in studio Anthony Baum, founder and CEO of TikTok. Anthony, welcome to Brisbane.
Thanks, Chris.
Anthony, can you give us a bit of background about your history as well and how TikTok was founded?
Absolutely. TikTok was founded in 2015. But prior to TikTok, I was a career banking and financial services exec. I was a group exec at Bendigo and Adelaide Bank for 10 years. I then went to Perth to run a business called Think Smart Limited, which was a point of sale finance business as group chief operating officer. And that was a point of sale finance business, but very technology led. And really it was my first exposure to true fintech. And through the combination of those two corporate experiences, post the sale of ThinkSmart to Flexi Group, I started to engage with the banking industry to try and communicate, initially on a consulting basis, what was possible with technology to create much better customer experiences and much more efficient and actually robust lending and assessment processes. And what I found was that the industry was quite good at engaging us as a consulting company. And, you know, within 6 months of launch, I had 8 consultants working for me. But actually, I honestly felt that true change and true grabbing of the opportunity that was there was not going to happen from within. You could just see it in the way the barriers from the existing structures and cultures were going to make true transformation really hard. Fun. And so made the decision to look for a bank to partner with to actually bring to market what we knew was possible. And, you know, we targeted home loans initially because they were the most inefficient, worst customer experience out of all the lending products, the most costly, but ironic despite that cost structure to originate, the most profitable for the industry. So we started there, and in 2015 we switched from a consulting focus to actually developing TikTok ourselves. And we were lucky enough in 2016 that Bendigo and Adelaide Bank had seen enough of our capability and proof that we could do what we said we could do, that they actually made a decision to partner with us, and they acquired a 40% share of TikTok. But fundamentally, what else they brought to us was a willingness to work with us to change the status quo and the way things are done.
That's quite bold from a bank, do you think, of particularly a regional bank competing against the Big Four to try and reinvent themselves or potentially cannibalize their own existing business? Do you agree with that? Or
well, I don't think there's a cannibalization element to TikTok from a Bendigo perspective, because it's, the loans were originated initially under the TikTok brand.
Right.
It's only when, as a shareholder, they've seen the consumer appetite for that type of customer experience that it's become a logical extension for them to license the technology and partner with us to bring, you know, the Bendigo Express home loan to the market.
And in regards to the clunkiness of the mortgage process and the home loan process, what are you doing differently that you saw through your consulting areas to bring a product or a platform to consumers to say, wow, this has actually really changed the, you know, moved the dial?
The fundamental difference between the TikTok platform and a traditional process is the customer is being assessed as they apply in real time, and that assessment is occurring on a holistic basis. So what that means is that the whole customer journey is customized based on their circumstances, and those circumstances are not just them as a person, the type of loan they want, but actually their financial position, their choice of validation method, and really, you know, what it is it's a platform that can do, and I'll sum it up through this process, it can have the customer apply, be assessed, be fully approved, not pre-approved, match property to title to person, produce their loan documents and send them to them effectively at the end of that process. It can be done without any human intervention. The practical reality is, because it is a home loan and it's complex, that rarely happens holistically in a true customer experience in production in the real world. But we get very close constantly, and so what we benchmark is from a customer starting an application to having their loan documents in their inbox. How long did that take? Our fastest time for a dual applicant customers to achieve that to date is 58 minutes. So
minutes,
58 minutes from them starting their application to having their full loan documents in their inbox. So you start to think about the power of that technology in actually helping customers do everything from get full approval for a property, pre-purchase of that property, through to actually being able to refinance to a better proposition. You're fundamentally, taking all the hassle and time out of it and reducing the uncertainty.
And there's a lot of uncertainty when you do buy a property, and gone through it myself a year ago. Things have changed post Royal Commission life, one would think a little bit, but is the uncertainty potentially like an auction, for instance, is a grey area where you don't really, you sort of get pre-approval, but you don't get full approval, and the process to get to that particular auction, it might pop up on Saturday, but you haven't got that full approach.
You're waiting. Do I or don't I bid? Yeah.
And it sounds like this platform in an instance like that could be potentially incredibly useful.
Chris, correct. We actually provide full approval. The only subject to one thing.
Valuation?
No. Receipt of the purchase contract.
Right.
So we've completed the valuation for the property, so long as in certain circumstances, not all, but a typical, Australian family home in a suburb, we are most likely able to approve you fully without the need for anything other than the purchase contract to be provided to us post-sale. Mm-hmm. So we've actually, done the valuation strategy, we've fully assessed you as a borrower, and we've also pulled the title to make sure there are no issues with the property from a title perspective, a covenant or whatever on it.
Yep.
But basically we've done all of that, and we give you full approval subject to receipt before you bid.
Have you done any sort of market research on, or even if there's any statistics or anecdotal on how long it actually takes to do through a traditional bank at the moment or a mortgage broker?
As a career banker with a lot of experience running home loan businesses and also consulting to the industry, it's quite frightening the level of inefficiency that sits within the industry, both time inefficiency and also effort inefficiency. We have data points around, banks, viewing that, 23 days to a conditional approval is a target, or their life cycle on average. Now, the problem is when they do that on average, that means that there is a half those customers are actually even longer than that, which is just an extraordinary thing. Mm. And what's amazing is that I can't believe that in a digital world where what we do is possible and happening, that there is actually a level of acceptance around that type of customer experience. And one question I have is for how much longer?
Yeah, it's a good point.
Yeah.
Since the launch of TikTok, can you give us some numbers terms of how the platform's
progressed? Yeah, sure. So basically, TikTok's business strategy was to launch the TikTok home loan, to prove it could be done, to demonstrate there is demand for that type of proposition.
Because there would be a lot of testing in terms of variables and
all of that.
Yep.
And, develop asset quality evidence that actually empowering a system, the right system to make credit decisions holistically like that, is a viable lending method. And so we launched in July 2017. Unlike some of the new entrant digital players, we deliberately took a strategy not to spend crazy amounts of money on marketing because if you are truly digital, then you need to test and improve and refine your platform.
And the user experience becomes viral.
Yeah, before you actually really scale. Mm. So we took that approach. We run relatively modest marketing budgets. And yet, in that first 20 months, we've had, $2.4 billion of fully submitted home loan applications through the platform.
In 20 months? Yep. $2.4 billion?
Yep.
Wow.
So, our main marketing is only, obviously, your digital channels. We've done one radio advertising trial, very modest, over the January period. Outside of that, we've done no above-the-line marketing. So, that's all just digital marketing. The customer is changing and it is going to digital for its solution. So that's where we're playing, and we're just purely retailing.
And at the back end, the funding, you mentioned the collaboration with Bendigo. Mm. Is that the partner that you initially used?
Yeah, so we launched with Bendigo and Adelaide Bank.
So people are getting a loan through TikTok or Bendigo that they don't know?
The model that we went to market with was the TikTok home loan. The TikTok home loan is funded by Bendigo and Adelaide Bank through their third-party banking business, which has...
Similar to a broking channel? Or
it's similar to a broking channel, except for the difference is it's white label.
Gotcha, yep.
So Bendigo do all the in-life management for us. We focused, because our strategy was ultimately, we're a capital F, capital T fintech. We're not a digital marketing business trying to adopt a different persona to drive customers through, other than the data capture, a traditional lending process. We're actually a true, technology company developing a platform that creates a differentiated customer experience. And, going to our strategy was always to take that technology and then actually offer it to the industry. Our vision was to change the way Australians fulfill their home loans, but what we're finding is actually for blocks or modules of our technology, there are actually a whole range of other users that the industry wants it for, our financial validation technology in particular. So what we've done is obviously got that direct business, and then we're saying, well, actually, there's so many uses for that technology across the industry to help organisations provide better customer service and take cost out and meet regulation easier, that we're very much expanding into that path.
Do you think there's been a little bit of a kick or towards trialling products that are outside the Big Four post the Royal Commission? Or do you think that's just the natural way of people saying we kind of need a better product that's a bit mobile driven, a bit tech driven?
I think the ultimate view I have, if you take lending products in banking, is they're actually going to end up exactly like online banking. When online banking came in and people started opening bank accounts with ING digitally, you got your first movers. They built a bit of a portfolio, they proved it could be done. And then suddenly, there was only a small market share that sat in that digital space. And then what happened was it just exploded. And suddenly everyone just opened all their bank accounts online. I think the lending products for the banking industry will head the same way. So whether that is in a direct form or an intermediated form, it'll be how it is. What we've seen more so, going back to your Royal Commission question, is actually in the short term, more people swing from direct into direct interaction with a bank through to a brokered interaction, because they used to just go to their big four. They're actually looking for an alternative. And we've seen, you know, some of the CEOs of the major banks make commentary about the non-bank lenders and foreign lenders recently, but a lot of that will be driven, of which we're a non-bank lender. The reality is that will be partly because it's a digital growth, and it'll be partly because it'll be customers going to those intermediaries to actually find their alternative to the big four they always used to go to because of the negative impact.
Mm. And in terms of the features that you provide, the feedback, does that come from the users or come from yourself? And how do you combine that feedback to make new releases? Okay.
Well, obviously, we run full agile. We release every fortnight. It is a combination of three things that drives our development. The first is to improve conversion rates. You know, if you think about the fully submitted home loan applications, the thing about a fully digital assess as you go process is actually you get pretty significant amounts of drop off between that initial interaction with you at a website level and that point. So how do we improve that? And we take on board both customer feedback and also our digital lending experience and UX experience to actually improve that constantly. So that's one area we focus. The second area we focus is on further automation, machine learning, predictive modeling, you know, all the things that sit behind our algorithms that, you know, drive our platform. And then the third area is industrialization of our technology. And the reason we focus so much at the moment in our development and have for the last 6 months on the industrialization of our technology is because we want to meet that industry demand for it. So we will start, you know, we will offer our technology not just as a PaaS or platform as a service as we've done with Bendigo, but we will offer components of our technology or blocks or modules. And we will also offer our technology at the individual microservice level to some of our smart algorithms to all facets of the industry to utilize for whatever customer journeys they want to create with it and products they want to create with it.
You mentioned the $2 billion figure after the 20 months. How big is this market in Australia per se, and where do you sit compared to?
Yeah, sure. So, I mean, you know, the home loan market in Australia each month is about $25 to $30 billion.
And is that new?
Yeah, that's new or refinanced. So the total, you know, new book is about that. It's actually shrunk by about 25% since we launched each month. Associated Royal Commission, housing market decline, election cycle.
Yep. Sitting on hands.
All those things, Kristen. So basically, you know, that's the market we operate in. But you know, the reality is for us is that because the technology is so efficient, you know, we can make a good create a good level of profitability at a market share that is probably quite a lot lower than the other digital the digital marketing players with the you know headcount behind. And you know, I describe it like this: if someone and it's really hard to visualize, but if you walk into TikTok today, there's 55 people working in TikTok. But the team that deal with a customer right from you know a web inquiry or call in with a question through to settlement is 12 people for $200 million of flow a month. So that kind of, and 25,000 website visits.
And I'm just trying to think in my head the number of employees that a bank has.
So What are the rest of the people doing within TikTok? They're working on those three strategic lenses that are associated with the technology.
And moving forward, say 12 months, 24 months for TikTok, where do you see this business? Where do you see the growth? I mean, you talk about the modular part.
Yeah. So the growth for TikTok will be continuing to use the TikTok home loan as the test environment, the internal customer set to continue to increase automation and improve customer experience. We will have moved away from a straight through application process into what we call 10,000 pathways, which is multiple application flows based on customer preference. So that's getting pretty close.
So changing the way that...
Yeah, so instead of doing property first, it may make sense to do full financial validation and borrowing capacity first and then add a property later. All those flows, next generation will play. But within that time frame, what you will also see is we will have completed the industrialization of the platform, and we will have a whole range of SaaS products from full platform right through to that individual microservice available for the industry to partner with us on. And we're just thinking about how best to bring all that to market as we speak. But the asset of the business is the tech. Probably the thing that I'd say, what is the difference between TikTok, notwithstanding we do a home loan today, and virtually all of the fintechs that are out there looking to do stuff? Not all, actually, that's not true. A good proportion of fintechs with apostrophes out there is we are actually a true technology company at our core. And it's built in-house.
Mm. The name TikTok, where did it come from?
It came from a
catchy.
Well, the thing about TikTok is, thank you, is it's about time, you know, and it came from the thematic that it's about time that the technologies that we knew were available in the market to actually fundamentally revolutionize the customer experience in the bank lending world was actually used. And so it was about time it transitioned into TikTok, and here we are.
Excellent. Anthony, one final question. You're building this to scale. You're getting huge amounts of traction early on, a big pathway to growth. What's one tip you can give out there for aspiring entrepreneurs or business leaders potentially taking yourself back 10 years and maybe looking at your younger self?
I think it's really pertinent in today's market. Is actually have the courage, because if you just try and if you try and achieve something like we've achieved without having the courage of your conviction to do it, then whether it's the consequences of not as an entrepreneur in terms of financial consequences, or whether it's actually if you're in an exec role, the consequences of, you know, all of the low risk appetite that sits within corporates today. If you don't try, you don't know if you can succeed. And I think in both instances, the reality is you have to have the courage. If you don't have the courage to take the hit, if it doesn't work.
Yep.
You can't do it in either environment, I think, in today's world.
That's some good advice, Anthony. Thank you for coming into Brisbane, having a chat about TikTok, and congratulations on what you've achieved in that very early 20 months. Big pathway ahead, and look forward to catching up later on.
Thanks, Chris.
Excellent. Thank you for that.